Well, the government's overhaul of the National Disability Insurance Scheme passed the Senate last night with the support of the opposition. Labor has also made a deal with the Coalition to ensure the passage of gambling reform laws through the Parliament. Daniel Molinino is the Assistant Treasurer and Minister for Financial Services and joins me now. Minister, welcome back to Breakfast.
Oh, thanks very much for having me on.
Firstly, you're addressing the National Press Club later today, announcing a range of measures to protect super consumers. What are the problems in superannuation that you're trying to solve here?
So not long after I took on this role, the collapse of the Shield and First Guardian managed investment schemes came to light in a very prominent way. The scale of that collapse was shocking. Almost 12,000 Australian individual members of super funds and their families lost large parts, or in some cases, all of their super savings. But what was also increasingly clear was the predatory and inappropriate behaviour which led to those collapses. Lead generators reaching out to these people in unsolicited ways, undertaking highly manipulative interactions to convince them that their super products were not performing well or were inappropriate, and then manipulating them into inappropriate products for them. And so what we've looked at over the last year through a whole series of discussion papers is ways that we can strengthen consumer protections while retaining appropriate choice in our super system.
There's been heated debate about compulsory superannuation in the past week. We've heard contributions from Andrew Bragg, Liberal Senator, and also from One Nation. Does the government have any plans to lift the super guarantee from 12 to 15%?
There's no plans to lift the super guarantee. Getting it to 12% was the work of Labor governments over a very long period of time. And I might say, in the face of opposition, it was fought tooth and nail every step of the way by the opposition. But that is now putting people in a very strong position. And the SG at 12% now across a person's entire working life will mean that so many people will retire with very strong balances, and we're already seeing that play out in the system. It will mean at a macro level that our super system takes a lot of pressure off our pension system, and we're seeing that through the numbers already and through the projections of our pension system into the future. But it also provides individuals with that additional security. So that is a very important and strong part of our system.
Let's take a look at a few other issues. So you're listening to Radio National Breakfast. My guest is the Assistant Treasurer, Daniel Molinino. The government has secured the opposition's support for its NDIS and gambling law changes. You're also amending bargaining laws to make tech companies pay Australian news outlets for their content. Have you made a deal with the opposition again to pass those changes, or are the Greens closer to the government's position?
So on the news bargaining incentive, the government is going to introduce an amendment this morning that will see the charge rate lifted from 2.5 to 2.75%, which is a good outcome for Australia's media. What we have is a very balanced package, a package that is sensible when it comes to the way in which we charge big tech, but also that charges an appropriate at an appropriate rate for Australia's media to make sure they get back into the position they are in terms of the overall level of deals. It also includes protections for Australia's smaller media providers, and so supports diversity in Australia's media. This is a really strong package. I'm confident that we will have the support of both the opposition and the Greens in this package. We've been dealing really constructively with both. This is a very important measure for the health of public interest journalism in Australia, for our democracy, and to ensure that Australians hear Australian stories and Australian news through independent Australian media.
The Shadow Communications Minister, Sarah Henderson, says the Coalition is not convinced the proposed laws are quote, at the right place, but you still sound confident.
So I'm in good discussions with Sarah, and overall the government is in good discussions with the opposition. I'm confident that we'll be able to get to a point that the opposition supports this bill.
Daniel Molinino, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks very much.